Women should be a priority, respected and upheld in society, given all the proper notoriety, never used or abused by authority. Women should be a priority, 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 women.
Coming up on Feminist Magazine, Gila Kazerunian brings us a report on women in Iran, where gender apartheid prevails and where the Women's Forum Against Fundamentalism in Iran is broadcasting the Voice of Women, a radio program both organizing and documenting their struggle for freedom and democracy.
Should be a priority, respected and upheld in society, given all the proper notoriety.
Hi there, this is Ariana Manov. And as you just heard, women are our priority in this hour of Feminist Magazine. I want to introduce you to a very gutsy Iranian woman who is organizing political radio broadcasts into Iran. First, some background.
Political discourse in Iran today takes place in popular protests, which are not simply random expressions of frustration at the lack of progress or reform. They reflect a rejection of theocracy in its entirety. In the past several years, massive demonstrations against the regime have filled the streets. Some analysts, to their credit, have cited these recent and ongoing mass demonstrations as embodiments of genuine political discourse. They conclude that these events have sufficiently destabilized the theocratic dictatorship of Khatami and Khamenei so as to bring it to the brink of overthrow. Many have even suggested another revolution, but never ventured to identify the leading forces of this imminent upheaval. Even in the most sympathetic analysis of the current situation, the leading force of the forthcoming revolution, Iran's women, is left unnamed. Women have borne the heaviest burden under the theocratic regime, and they are leading a new social, political, and ideological revolution. Women and youth in Iran are challenging restrictions and limitations on a daily basis. Their resistance should be recognized as the essence of political, cultural, and social discourse in Iran. Frustration among Iran's youths and women has reached a point of explosion. More than half of Iran's 70 million people are below the age of 30, meaning that every year hundreds of thousands want jobs that do not exist. On an international scale, Iran is ranked 108th out of 110 on workforce conditions. In urban areas, women make up only 9.5% of the workforce and 8.8% in rural areas. Iranian women face significant legal discrimination in education, employment, and freedom of movement and basic social rights. On a broader scale, the theocratic state is unable to fully control the political expression manifest in student demonstrations, the radicalization of slogans used in such protests, distribution of political statements and graffiti in public places, websites of women's organizations, chat rooms and satellite feeds, and broadcasting from abroad. Among them is Women's Forum Against Fundamentalism in Iran, who recently launched a radio show for the women and by women of Iran. Wafafi believes Iran's popular resistance has a clear agenda to overthrow the religious theocracy. It is an agenda inspired and enacted by its women, the most dynamic section of its society. Leading a popular resistance is a monumental task to which Iran's women have risen after years of being suppressed.
That was the voice of Gila Kazerunian, the executive director of the Women's Forum Against Fundamentalism in Iran. Welcome to Feminist Magazine, Gila.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
It's a real privilege to be talking with you. That's a real radical statement you just read. What are the implications and what are the risks involved?
Let me talk about the implications and risks from the point of view of Iranian women in general. In the last 25 plus years, when Khomeini took power, they have been suppressed under the Khomeini regime for in numerous ways, basically from the way they dress, hijab, the veiling, the forced veiling, the color of their dress, to the legal issues, to the divorce laws, to the custody laws, you name it, all the laws are against the women. Basically, misogyny is the pillar and driving force of fundamentalism. And that's why we think women's leadership and involvement is the driving force in resistance against it. And women in Iran have paid the price with their lives. Thousands of women have been imprisoned, tortured, executed. Even teenage girls have been imprisoned and raped before execution. So that according to the twisted ideology of the Islamic fundamentalists, they wouldn't end up in heaven, because if they die virgin, according to their ideology, the girl will end up in heaven. They have been stoned to death, so they have paid the price with their lives on a daily basis in the last 25 years. Also, the people in exile, Iranians in exile, 500-something of them, 500-plus, I don't exactly know the statistic, but they have been murdered in different Western countries by the thugs of this regime. So people in Iran have paid a huge price and are ready basically to overthrow and get rid of this government.
You really are calling for the overthrow of the religious theocracy, which means the current Iranian government in Tehran. Now, the neoconservatives in Washington, D.C. have their own agenda for overthrowing the Iranian regime and imposing the United States' will on Iran like we're doing in Iraq right as we speak. So, is this a case of politics making strange bedfellows, or do the United States and the Iranian people, especially Iranian women and youth, have common interests?
I hope they do have a common interest, but it's very unfortunate that any talk of regime change in Iran is attributed to neocons. Iranian people have talked about regime change for years now, so this is not a new concept to them. What we mean by regime change is not American intervention, it's not American military intervention at all. We want the regime change to come from the people. We want, we ask the Western governments not to appease the mullah's regime, because each additional day that these people are in power, women and basically people in Iran are paying the price with their beings, with their lives. Each additional day means more stoning, more torture, more killings. So as I said, Iranian people have been talking about regime change and want regime change. Of course, our agenda is bringing democracy and getting rid of theocracy in Iran.
Where does the radio programming you're doing fit into this effort?
Let me give you a background about our organization. It's a pretty new organization. We established it in the spring of 2004. Basically, a number of women, Iranian women in exile, who have had a history of political and human rights activities against the Khomeini regime, gathered together, and they decided to give direction and to their activities and give some more sense and come up with new ideas. So we formed our organization, Women's Forum Against Fundamentalism in Iran, and we talked and debated about the mission statement and our objectives. And basically, if you read our mission statement on our website, www.wfafi.org, we say that we are committed to promoting a greater awareness of the challenges women face living under fundamentalist regimes such as that of Iran. Our tasks range from raising public awareness, conducting research projects, and initiating outreach programs to policy discussions and analysis. We firmly believe that political presence, participation, and leadership of women are instrumental to achieving social, political, and economic equality. The agenda we put forth for ourselves were and the objectives, we had a number of objectives, supporting the democratic aspirations of Iranian people, supporting efforts of Iranian women in the areas of political leadership, economic development, and education, networking with other institutions. One thing we started doing was distributing our e-ZAN monthly newsletter. ZAN in Farsi, in Persian, means women. And every month we distribute this vastly on the internet. And we have had great response back from men and women in different countries, countries as far as Australia, in European countries, of course, U.S., Iraq, and all over about the news that we try to get to people and about the situation of Iranian women and what is going on in that country. The other thing is issuing press releases and statements on a regular basis, depending on the situation. For example, last month, we were the first organization to issue a statement about the stoning of this 13-year-old girl in Marivan, which is in Iranian Kurdistan. This girl was raped by her brother and impregnated, and she was sentenced to stoning. And she gave birth to her child in prison. And because of all the campaign that we started and others in Europe, we could stop the sentence, the stoning sentence. Although the girl is still in prison, she hasn't been freed, and they have called for another form of
punishment
for her, which is called ta'zir, which means the definition is based on the interpretation of fundamentalists that says crimes that are not mentioned in the Quran, so judges are free to punish the offender in any appropriate way. So we don't know what they will do to her. But the good thing was we could stop this. We got tremendous response from people all over. People started sending letters to human rights organizations, to the UN, to European Union, to Secretary Powell, it was very good to know that, you know, because of these efforts, we could stop this. We also issued statements with regards to this 16-year-old girl, Atefeh Rajabi, who was executed in northern Iran. The only crime was that she dared to stop, to stand up in the court and talk back to the judge. The judge executed her himself, put the rope around her neck, and come to know after her execution that she was also raped by the same judge and some other revolutionary guards. Also, in 1988, thousands of political prisoners were killed in Iran in less than 2 weeks by Khomeini's edict. Even the prisoners whose sentences were over and had to be freed were executed. And they were all buried. The bodies were taken to mass graves without the families even knowing where the graves were. And Amnesty International, a few years ago, called September 2nd, which is the anniversary of that massacre, the day of political prisoners in Iran.
Gila, we just have a few moments left. What can KPFK listeners who are listening to your voice right now do to help without interfering?
Actually, if you go to our website, www.wfafi.org, and click on Action Alert, we have a number of things listed. You could contact your representatives, elected representatives, and encourage them to recognize the struggle of Iranian women against fundamentalism and point out that democracy is the only option for Iran. Encourage them to support the indigenous forces and democratic aspirations of Iranian people. Support our radio program, Voice of Women. If you could make donations, because we have 30 minutes of radio program each week right now beaming into Iran, and we want to change it to 1 hour and have a call-in, live call-in section, so we can talk to Iranian women directly. From the reports we have gotten, the government already is jamming the radio waves.
You're broadcasting at this point out of Germany into Iran, is that correct?
That's right. It goes through Radio Miami into Germany, and it's broadcast to Iran.
And these are broadcasts in Farsi?
It is in Farsi. It has different sections. We are interviewing a political prisoner. She went to prison when she was 14 in Iran. And we have sections that we have interviewed our president of the organization, interviews with musicians and artists. We have a section on the news, current events, news about Iranian women. There are things that they don't hear it there, but, you know, we can have access to that sort of news in the free country that we are in, and basically distribute it or let them know what is going on. For example, the stonings and stuff like that that they don't even hear about inside the country. Our radio program is half an hour every Saturday beaming into Iran, and we really would like to make it to an hour, and instead of shortwave, hopefully use satellite, which is more accessible, but it is more expensive, so mm-hmm. We don't have the funding at this point. And we also have a membership drive that people could become members of WFAFI. We have another action alert about some woman named Hajiye Ismailvand. She has just been sentenced to stoning by death in Azerbaijan, Iran. And they are supposed to stone her before December 1st. We got the news out of Iran, and we have an action alert sending emails to Secretary Powell, to Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, to the European Parliament, and urging them to stop this, basically.
Gila Kazarunian, thank you so much for being a part of our program this evening.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
I want to remind our listeners that you can be reached through the Women's Forum Against Fundamentalism in Iran at www.wfafi.org or by phone at 617-590-1665. That's 617-590-1665. Gila, more power to you.
Thank you.
Your You're listening to Feminist Magazine on your station for independent information, KPFK. Tune in to hear news from around the world that you can only hear from independent media on KPFK's evening newscast, weeknights from 6 to 7. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock tonight to hear Middle East in Focus with Don Bustani.